here is 7.
12, 20. I think we just want to do share right from Minta. Unless we would have our share in the lane right from Minta.
Yeah, no, if you speak 12:20, you can speak for a half hour. Yeah. Okay. Shita Saranda Mimitaich. That was a little complicated. It's a major machlokes mefarshim, how to understand the Rambam. So let's just read the Rambam first, and then we'll discuss the various interpretations. In Halacha Dalet, from Halacha Shechayovim Alecha B'Shabbes Dimosa Oito B'Yontiv Shelo L'Tzayra Chachila Loike Chutz Min Haitzo Mirashus L'Rashus V'Avora שמתוך שהותרה הצוע ביונטו לצורך אכילה, הותרה שלא לצורך אכילה. לפיכך מותו ביונטו להוציא קוטן על ספר תורה, או מפתח וכייצא ואילו מרשות לרשות. זה לא נמצא את מיתוך בי הצוע. כמותו להזיר אף על פי שאינו לצורך אכילה, מיתוך בי הבורה. ושאום מלוכס כשיש בו צורך אכילה מותו, כגון שחיתה ואחיה ולישה, and other malachas, which are malachas that deal with Eichel Nefesh. Can we shut the standard somehow? I guess if she just pulled. So malachis like shchita, afia, and lisha. So if you do it l'tzarech achila, it's muta. Mashma from the Rambam superficially, there's no tum din mitaych. It has to be eichel nefesh dafka. The chol she'ein behem tzarech achila asur yom tziva varigol vinyan v'chayetz behem. Right? And these malachis, which really don't deal with eichel nefesh, they're going to be also. The Rambam seems to be making three different categories in terms of malacha and yantiv. That seems, and just superficially, that it seems that chotzo and havara is a din mitaych, even shalol l'tzorech eichel nefesh. Right? Other malachis, which like shchita, afia, and lisha, right, and bishul. So then, if you do it l'tzorech achila, it's muta. Shalom l'tzorech achila is asur, and that means that it's only muta for eichel nefesh. And other malachas like siva, arigo, and binyan, right? So they're going to be asur. The Rambam says in halacha, in the previous halacha, in halacha gimel, that if a person does binyan, va'arigo, or stira on yantar, he's chayav malchus. Right? There's no head. So does the Rambam really mean to say that mitoich only applies by hotzah and havara, and not by bishul and afia and shchita? The Gemara says that it applies by those other malachis, and those are real malachis of eichel nefesh. So the chayim mitoich should certainly apply by those malachis. So we have here a major machlokes. Basically, it's a machlokes, the Magid Mishnah and the Pri Chodesh, how to learn pshat in the Rambam. Let's go through the Magid Mishnah first. The Magid Mishnah learns that when the Rambam says that a malacha that shalom letzorech achila loike chutz mehotzor v'havora, what the Rambam means, he doesn't mean that you're doing it shalom letzorech achila. It's the definition of the category of malacha. There are certain malachas which are defined as malachas of eichel nefesh, because their primary purpose is food preparation. The other malachas which are defined as not being malachas of eichel nefesh, because the primary purpose of that malacha is shaloi l'tzorech achila. And the Rambam is telling us that if a person does a malacha which is in the sug, the category of malacha which is shaloi l'tzorech achila, which we'll call malachas avoda, right, so then that's going to be also in yantar. Across the board, it's also. Even if you happen to be doing it l'tzorech achila, it's still going to be osur, because the soup, the primary purpose, the primary definition of that malacha is a malacha which is shalei l'tzayrach achila, right? And a malacha which is l'tzayrach achila, like afia, lisha, bishul, shchita, these are primarily l'tzayrach achila. They're sug, they're a sug of maleches oichal nefesh, and therefore they are going to be muta. Not only the tzayrech oichal nefesh, but even shalom the tzayrech oichal nefesh, based on mitaych. So what does the Rambam mention specifically mitaych by hotzor and havara? It's a chiddush. The Rambam is saying that even hotzor and havara, which are closer to malachis of machshirim, closer to the malachis that are not food preparation, because hotzor is not food preparation. Havara has nothing to do with the food itself. Havara is not done, it's not a malacha that's done begufa oichel. It's done on the wood, on the coals. So we might have considered that to be like a malacha of boine, of ariga, of ksiva, and therefore there should be no heter. So the Rambam says that no, that hoitzah and havara, even though they're not in essence malachis of oichel nefesh, but they themselves have a din of mitaych. They're mutafa eichal nefesh, and there's a din of mitaych. Afilu shalo l'tzarech eichal nefesh. So according to the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam is defining categories of malacha. When the Rambam says that you do a malacha on yontav shalo l'tzarech achila, you chayiv malkis, shalo l'tzarech achila doesn't mean the tachlis, the purpose. It means the sug of the malacha. Right? The Lacha Mishnah explains the Rambam this way. You have to sort of be mahapich the lashon of the Rambam. Kol malacha shechayom alech b'shabbos shelo l'tzayrech achila imosa oisa b'yontav loike. That's how you have to read it, right? That if the malacha is a malacha which is not a malacha of tzayrech achila, it's not that sug malacha, so then you're going to be chayom alech no matter what, even if you're doing it at l'tzayrech achila, there's no heter on that malacha at all.
It doesn't mean you reverse the order. It means how you read it as if it was that way.
But that's a, so then the question is, okay, we understand by malachas of eichal nefesh there's a heter of to do it, and there's a din of mitaych. By malachas which are not the suk of eichal nefesh, there's no heter at all. So what about haitzah and havara? They lichayra are not the suk of eichal nefesh because they're not malachas that are really done in the food. So why is there a din of mitaych by those malachas? Right? Why is there a din of mitaych? And why is there a heter of eichal nefesh by those malachas? So the Magen Mishnah points out, Haitzah and Havara are special. Why? Because Haitzah can be done in Eichlin Umashkin, right? You carry out the Eichlin Umashkin, and therefore there is a din of Melechet Eichel Nefesh in Haitzah, and therefore there's a din of Mitaych as well, because whatever has an aspect, whatever is called the Melechet Eichel Nefesh, and that's the Chiddush of Haitzah, that's still defined as Melechet Eichel Nefesh because it can be done in Eichlin Umashkin. And Havara is based on Xeris HaKosov. If you don't know Havara, you never do Havara in the food itself. Havara is done on the wood. But there's Xeris HaKosov, Vosvar Eish B'chom HaShosechem B'yom HaShabbos, B'Shabbos in B'Yontiv Lo. That on Yontiv there's going to be a heta of Havara. And we say what? But, so then we should say maybe it's not a Malach at all on Yontiv. Like the Gemara wanted to say, Ein Eru V'Hatzor on Yontiv, because it says B'yom HaShabbos, Shabbos in Yontiv Lo. So then maybe we should say the Havar is not a Malach at all, and this is one of the Lecha Mishnah's kashas on the Magen Mishnah, right? If you're learning it, you're learning the Heta of Havara from Shabbos in Yontiv Lo, right? Shabbos is also, but Yontiv is Mutah, so then maybe it shouldn't be a Malach at all. It should be Mutah, or Havara should be Mutah. Afilu Shaloi L'Tzayrech, Shaloi L'Tzayrech Klal, and it's not a Malach at all. So you have to say that when we're learning this drasha, we're saying tafasta muba loy tafasta, that when the Torah is saying that havar is muta on yonta, but we're only tafis the miyud. There has to be a malacha. It is a malacha. It's a malacha, but it's done when it's done for Eichel Nefesh and based on Mitoich, even if it's done Shalol, it's Eirech Eichel Nefesh. The Magen Mishnah says another Chiddush in the Rambam. He says the Rambam Shita is like whom? Like Rashi or Tosis in Mitoich. Like Rashi Shita. Feel Shalol, it's Eirech Lam. Because the Rambam doesn't define what the Tzairich is. So we assume, the Magen Mishnah assumes that the Rambam is like Rashi Shita, Filo Shalol Tzareklam. So according to the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam is giving us three categories of malacha. There's malachas which are not malachas, primarily not malachas of Eichel Nefesh, that category, and that's also across the board, even if you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh. Then there's the malachas which in essence are Eichel Nefesh, and that for sure is mutar, we're going to say mitaych by that. That's poshut. The Rambam doesn't have to say that you say mitaych by bishul and by shchita, because those in their very basic definition are malachis of eichel nefesh. So you say mitaych shehutra lo eichel nefesh, hutra nami shalom etzayach eichel nefesh. And then the Rambam is saying, is pointing out, hatzon havara, even though you might think that they're closer to the malachis which are not eichel nefesh, no. They're still mutar, for the specific reasons that they're mutar, and we say mitaych by those malachis as well, right? Would come out according to this. Where do you have a malacha? Where would you have a case of a malacha which is not eichel nefesh, but you're performing it in food? How could you have binyan, ksiva, or ariga? How could you have it in food? And yet it'll be osur. It'll be osur because it's that sug. That's sug malacha. Anybody know?
Cheese.
Begade. Right? Making cheese, Gemara says on Shabbos, is chayim mishum boinu, because you take the small curds and you put them together, it's like you're building a building, so it's chayim mishum boinu. What about Megade non yontif? You're allowed to do Megade non yontif? You're doing it with tzarech eichel nefesh?
According to this, not.
What? According to this, not? And, but not only that,
you get
malkis on. You'll be chayim malkis. Because it's of the category of boneh, and there's no heter in that category of malacha. It's not malachas of nefesh. I'm doing it litzorech achila. I'm doing it for the purpose of eating. It doesn't matter, according to the Rambam. It's boneh, and boneh, there's no heter of eichel nefesh by boneh.
He didn't explicitly state it, but would borer be under eichel nefesh?
No, borer is really under eichel nefesh.
But it hasn't been stated,
right.
So
yeah. Because we haven't dealt with the malachis of kodem lisha.
But borer ultimately will be. But we'll get
That's an essence. In essence, that is a malacha of eichel nefesh.
Yeah, we thought, but we just wanted to know. We're just trying to categorize.
Tosu de rabbonim, though. So according to Rambam Shita, tosu de rabbonim. But midiraisa by rule bimut. How do you categorize the malachis? So when we'll get to the malachis, koydim lisha, right? Koytze zoreya boyer toichin dot.
That's why I wouldn't apply this before.
Right. So that we'll see. What? No, because also the rabbanon. You're not going
to
say mitoch, but. Oh yeah.
But then he says
he's just contrasting it to the other malachas. But then he says that he's like Rashi Shita, and then he quotes the other Rishonim who learn that you need a tzarech mitzvah, you need a tzarech hayayim ketzav. Those are other Rishonim. But the Magen Mishnah says that Rashi, the Rif, the halachas is the Rif, and the Rambam all hold of that opinion that afilu shaloi l'tzarech tzav is going to be mutta. This is the Magen Mishnah. So it should come out according to the Magen Mishnah that Megavin on Yontiv should be an Issa Deiraisa, should be Chayiv Malkus. Now the Kirya Sefer, in explaining the Rambam, right?
No,
what's the sheet of the Kirya Sefer?
It's Penetrarism, no Malkus.
Right. He's exactly like the Magen Mishnah. Just that he explains it, he elaborates on it a little bit more, and he says those malachis, which in essence are primarily not for Eichel Nefesh, they're defined as what? Malachas Avoda, Ksiva, Ariga, Binyan, Soser, these are all malachas avoda. right? And therefore they are also. They're also even Lutzorech Oichel Nefesh. However, where he differs with the Magid Mishnah, right? And he says, and Hotzo and Havora, even though primarily they're not Oichel Nefesh, they're not Malachis in the food, they're going to be Muta, for the same reasons that the Magid Mishnah gave, the almost verbatim, like the Magid Mishnah, the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit. However, where does he differ from the Magid Mishnah? Malchus. If you'll do one of those Malachis which are in the Sug of not being Malachis Oichel Nefesh, but you'll do them for Oichel Nefesh, right? So then, according to Magid Mishnah, you'll be Chayav Malchus. According to the Kiryas Sefer, it's Osur, but there's no Malchus. It will be also, but there's no Malchus, because as the Kiryas Sefer says in the bottom, he says that Kol she'ein b'hem tzorech achilo ki k'siva ariga also midoraisa afilo ason l'achilo dol hitiva teira eichel nefesh el amashu rogio lasos v'tzorech eichel nefesh. In other words, what defines the malacha is the rikilus is for Eichel Nefesh, that means primarily it's done for Eichel Nefesh, then it's called the Malachas Eichel Nefesh. But Tafio Vishum, Mikol Mokam Nira, the Eino Leikam Nidei Raisa, the Lav Bichlau Malachas Avoida. But if you still, he says, you can't call it Malachas Avoida, even though it's not a Malachas Eichel Nefesh, but if you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh, you can't define it as Malachas Avoida, that you should be hired Malchus, given that son Litzorech Achila, and he says that's Mashra from the Rambam, because the Rambam writes Kol Malach Shechayim Malach V'Shabbos Imosa Oisa Beyond of Shalom Litzorech Achila Loike Chutz Mei Hoitzor the Mashra Imason Litzorech Achila Lo Loki the Lo Kemagid Mishnah, who holds that you would be Chayiv Malchus, because first in the end, the bottom line, if you're doing it Litzorech Achila, so then you can't define it as Malachas Avodah. It becomes Eichel Nefesh, but it's not in essence a Malachas Eichel Nefesh. It's sort of like it's somewhere in the middle. There's going to be an Issa, there's no Malchus on it, because it's not Malachas Avodah, so you can't apply the Lav of Kol Malachas Avodah Lo Sasu, but still there is no Heter, because it's still going to be Osa Midei Raisa, according to the Kiryas Sefer, because it's still not a malacha of Eichel Nefesh. It's in the middle. That's what's going to be on the
Yom. Well,
that's right, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Kiryas Sefer says, when the Rambam says, Shaloi L'Tzorech Achila, then you'll be Chayiv Malchus. Right? Only if Shalom L'Tzorech Achila, but if you're doing it L'Tzorech Achila, even though in Sug it's not a Malachas Eichel Nefesh, right? But then you're not going to be Chayiv, if you won't be Chayiv.
It's supposed to be Shidurayta,
it's not from
Kol
Malachas Avodah
L'Tzorech.
Maybe it's sort of like a lach abon nichlala say. The Torah says, "Achashe yotel chol nefesh, hu levado yotel lechem." It has to be defined as a maleches oichel nefesh to be muta, and if not defined as oichel nefesh, then it'll be also. But that's not a lach. That's not malchus. That's only a lach abon nichlala say. Maybe that he doesn't say. It's very hard to know what the Kiryas Sefer, what he means. But that much we know, that he says is going to be also Deiraisa. Okay. Pri Chodosh has a number of questions on the Magid Mishnah. Right? It's not an easy Pri Chodosh, but I'll just give you some of the questions. Question number one, when you read the Rambam superficially, what does it seem from Rambam? When do you say Mitaych? Only by Hotzo and Havorah. Magid Mishnah says he's saved by all the other malachas. The Rambam doesn't say that. Question number two, the Pri Chodesh says, he asks on the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah learns that the Rambam holds like Shitas Rashi. Afilu shalol l'tzorech klal, you're going to say mitay. And the Magid Mishnah also holds he's saying mitay by Bishul. So then he says, he doesn't understand what the Rambam writes by Mevashel Yakum. Right? What happened? What's the din? What does the Rambam write about a person who cooks for a guy on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to cook for a guy. Lachem v'lo li Yaakov. Lachem v'lo li Kolovim. So what will happen if a person cooks for a goy in Yontif? Chayiv Malkus or not? So the Rambam writes there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus? Hoil. Hoil v'im mikle yorfim chazilim. Right? There's a svar of hoil. Right? Just like oifim yontif v'chol that's hoil. Oifim v'vashu l'goyim. There's a svar of hoil. That's why there's no Malkus. If not for hoil though, there would be Malkus. So the Prichodit says, what happened to Mitoich? Right? What happened? We've answered this question already. But this is the Prichodesh asking on the Magid Mishnah. What happened to Mitoich? If the Rambam holds, like Rashi, Yafilo, Shelo, Letzorech, Klal is Mota, so then if a person cooks Letzorech Akum, let's call that Shelo Letzorech Klal, because the Torah says you shouldn't, right? There's no heter to do it. So Shelo Letzorech Klal, but you shouldn't be Chayav Malkus based on Mitoich. Why does the Rambam have to come on to? Why does he have to come on to Hoyo, right? And if not for Hoyo, apparently there would have been Malkus. So the Prichodesh therefore wants to learn that you see from Rambam, he doesn't hold like Rashi Shita Shalom Tzorach Klal. You say Mitoich. There has to be a Tzorach Hayom. Has to be a Tzorach Hayom Kitzas. And therefore, when you're cooking for a goy, there's no Tzorach Hayom Kitzas. Right? Therefore, there should have been Malkus. There's no heter based on Hoyel. And the only reason why there's no Malkus is because of, there's no heter based on Mitoich. The only reason why there's no Malkus is based on Hoyel. So that's one kasha that he has to reject the Magid Mishnah's interpretation of the Rambam, like Rashi. Another kasha he asks is from Megadim. Right? The way Magid Mishnah learns, Megadim should be also Midei Raisa. Should be Chayim Malkus by Megadim, because it's a tolda of Baina, and that's the sug of malacha that there's no heter on at all. Right? Well, the Rishonim say that Megadim on Yontif is also the Rabbonim. It's an issa the Rabbonim. The Ran says it. And the reason why the Rabbanan answered is because you can do Megadim before Yontif, just like Tzira is also Mid Rabbanan on Yontif, because you could have done it before Yontif. It's not going to lose anything. Megadim also, right? Making the cheese, Adarav, it's even better when you make it before Yontif, when it's older cheese, right? It even tastes better. So therefore, it's also the Rabbanan. And when you look at the Rambam, I gave you the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam by Megadim. It's Perek Gimel. You just gave it out now. Perek Gimel Halacha Yudeis. Ein noisim gvino v'yontav. Shim gibei me'erev yontav. Ein bozeh hisar in tam. Right? You can't make cheese on yontav because if you would have made it on erev yontav, it's not going to lose its taste. What's mashra from Rambam? What kind of yisur is it?
Derabon.
Yisur derabon. The Rabban and Asa, just like the Asa, the Rambam gives the reason. The Asa coats there and Dosh and Skita, because it doesn't lose its taste. It was Efshem Erev Yontif, so the Rabbanan came along and answered it. Even though in essence it is Oichel Nefesh. But the Rabbanan answered certain forms of Oichel Nefesh. So it sounds like it's a Nisa the Rabbanan. It's a Nisa the Rabbanan. An Issa Deiraisa, the way the Magid Mishnah would learn. Right? So this is the other kasha of the Pri Chodesh. And therefore, the Pri Chodesh learns a different pshat in the Rambam completely. The Pri Chodesh says, the Rambam holds that you say Mitoch only, the din of Mitoch is only by Chotzah and Havara. Only by Chotzah and Havara. Kipshuto shel HaRambam. Right? Only by Hotzor Vavora. It doesn't apply by other malachis. Right? It does not apply by other malachis. And therefore, there's no din mitaych by Bishol, by Afia, by Shchita. No din mitaych by those malachis. And that's why the Rambam, when he brings down that there's a heter by Shchita, Afia, Bishol, Lisha, there's a heter to do Eichel Nefesh. He doesn't mention mitaych by those malachis. He only mentions it by Hoytzor and Havara, right? And what about the other melachis like Boneh and Ariga and Ksiva? There's also no din mitaych over there. But there is a heter, if you're doing it with Tzorech HaTzor Nefesh. Pri Megadim reads the Rambam, the Pri Chodesh reads the Rambam, that if you're doing the other malachas, shelo litzayrech achila, you get malkis. But litzayrech achila for oichel nefesh, everything will be mutter. Even malachas boneh will be mutter if you're doing it as a malacha of oichel nefesh. But there's no din mitaych. If you're doing it shelo litzayrech achila, then it'll be awesome. So that's how he reads the Rambam. That if you're doing it shelo litzayrech achila by all the malachas of yontiv, you're going to be, it's going to be chayiv malchus, shalom l'tzorech achil, except hotzah and havara. Over there we say mitaych, only by hotzah and havara. But by other malachas, shalom malachas, if there's a tzorech achil, it's mutar, like bishol, afiyah, lisha. And if there's no tzorech achil, it's also like tzivan, ariva, and binyan, where there's no tzorech achil, meaning, according to the pre-chodesh, Shaloba Tzarech Achila, Tzarech Achila is not a definition of the category, it's a definition of your Kavono. What are you doing it for? Are you doing it for Achila? You're not doing it for Achila. Right? And therefore, according to Pre-Chodesh, there's only a Heter Mitah by Hotzoah and Havara, not by any other Malachas. And that answers the Kashis. Number one, why did the Rambam only specify Mitah by Hotzoah and Havara? But the Taka only by Hotzoah and Havara. Number two, the kasha from Mevashel Yakum, there's no malchus because of Hoyil. Why didn't the Rambam say because of Mitach? No, there's no Heter Mitach. There's no Heter Mitach by Bishul and by Afir. It has to be Tzorech Oichel Nefesh, right? And there's no din Mitach. Kasha number three from Megadein, right? Why by Megadein is it only an Issur Derabbanan according to him? Because Megadein, although it's a Toda of Boneh, but you're doing it with Tzorech Oichel Nefesh. With Tzorech Oichel Nefesh, it's Mutah. Shalom L'Tzorech Achila, it's going to be awesome, right? See later on, we have a tomorrow Shia, a Monday Shia. See, there's a Tosis in Shabbos who asks Akasha, why if you build a building on Yontif, okay, let's say the Sukkah fell down, and you want to rebuild the Sukkah on Yontif, right? So Tosis says, it should be mutter based on mitaych. Mitaych shu tura migabein bonel l'tzorech oichel nefesh by migabein hu tranami shalom l'tzorech oichel nefesh. Right? Taisus kasha. Taisus taka holds. Taisus in Shabbos. Tadi hei. Taka holds. That building is only after the rabbonim. Mishum mutter d'chol. He applies mitaych. He'll apply mitaych. But according to the Rambam, there's no din mitaych by bonel. Right? So migadim will be muta midoraita because it's for tzorech achila, but shalom tzorech achila, there's no heta of mitay, and that's why the Rambam says that migadim is also midorabonim, the way the Pre-Chodesh learns, right? So it should come out a big nafkamina between the Magid Mishnah and the Pre-Chodesh, where the migadim on yontiv, that's bone l'tzorech oichel nefesh, right? According to Magid Mishnah, should be also deraita because it's a sug of bone. And the Rambam is talking about sugim of melacha, whereas according to the Pre-Chodesh, right, it's only going to be also midrabanan because we don't deal with sug of melacha, right? The Rambam is talking about why are you doing the melacha? If you do it for oichel nefesh and you're doing it on the food itself, like megatin, so then that's going to be mutter midrabanan. It's only also midrabanan because you could have done it before yontif and it wouldn't lose anything. So the question that the Pre-Chodesh raises is though, how can the Rambam say that mitaych only applies by hotzah and havara? After all, the Gemara applies mitaych by shchita, by bishul, by chabura, right? So how could the Rambam limit it dafka to hotzah and havara? Pre-Chodesh gives one teretz, and we gave once before. We spoke about this. We gave another teretz. Right? The Pichodesh says that the Rambam learned it from where? He learned it from a Gemara in the second Perek. The Gemara, is there mitoch by kibui? Is there a din of mitoch by kibui? The Gemara has a shayla. Are you allowed to put out the ner for the purpose of Tashri Shamita? Right? Can you turn out the lights, kibui, so that you can do Tashri Shamita on Yantar? Right? And what's the shayla? So how can you do kibui? It's not oichel nefesh. So the Gemara's question apparently was based on The Gemara was asked, do we say mitaych by kibui? Mitaych shehutra kibui l'tzarech ha'ichal nefesh, to prevent the food from burning, or other cases of kibui that are ha'ichal nefesh, like basar gumre, if you take the meat and you put it directly on the coals to roast the meat, to barbecue it, and actually it drips on the coals and it's gonna put out the coals, it's gonna do kibui. So mitaych shehutra kibui l'tzarech ha'ichal nefesh, do we say hutra nami shalol l'tzarech ha'ichal nefesh, right? And the Gemara says, no, it's also. The Gemara says it's also to turn out the lights. So the Kapri Chodesh says, the Rambam learned from there that there's no din, there's no din of mitaych by kibui. Why is there no din of mitaych by kibui? Right? Because mitaych only applies by hetzor v'havron. Right? In other words, that sugya held, it only applies by hetzor v'havron. We said once before that the sugya of hoyel, right? So when the Gemara adds, and the Gemara says, Oifim yontel l'chol is chayiv malchus, and Rabbah holds it's yipotah for malchus because of hoyel v'miklei orchim chosilei. What happened to mitaych? So it's possible to learn that maybe the Rambam learned it from that sugya, that you don't apply mitaych by bishul, by afiya. Mitaych is limited dafka to hotzor v'havor. So whatever the mocker is, the Pri Chodesh, Mekeret HaMishnah learns this way in the Rambam, that mitaych is only by hotzor v'havara, not by other malach. Why dafka hotzor v'havara? Why dafka those two? What's the source of the Rambam? Why should mitaych only apply there? So the Pri Chodesh says a little bit differently than the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah said that by hotzor v'havara, even by hotzor v'havara, even though they're not defined as a sugya v'eichal nefesh. Why? Because hotzor, it's still, you do hotzor in oichlin u'mashkin, and havara is a gzeres hakosur, Shabbos in yontiv lo. And the Rechodesh defines it a little differently. Why by hotzor is there a din of mitaych? Because hotzor is malacha grua. Since hotzor is a malacha grua, so we're going to say mitaych, because hotzor is it's a weaker type of malacha. It's not a malacha that does any shinui. There's no shinui. You're just changing location. There's no shinui in the chepsa of the object. And havara is based on the gzeres hakosu, right? Shabbos in, so it's b'chovet shalchem b'yom haShabbos, and we say tafasta mu'ah tafasta, right? But we don't say it's not havara. It's not a malacha at all on yontif. It is a malacha, but it's a malacha that can be that on which you'll say yamitay shuutro l'tzayrech eichon nefesh putranami shalol l'tzayrech eichon nefesh. So these are the two basic mahalchim in the Rambam, right? Magid Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah follows the Magid Mishnah, but he has many kashas on the Magid Mishnah. Some that he answers, some that he can't answer, and then we have the Pri Chodesh and the Mirkeves HaMishnah. Right, that it's only by Hotzor and Havor. And I gave you a Me'iri, that the Me'iri, how does the Me'iri seem to learn to understand the Rambam? Me'iri talks about the Rambam. Let's just take a look at this Me'iri, because he has a couple interesting chidushim. Me'iri is on page 27, right, bottom of the first column. The Pum Sugya, the Oilas Nadova, Akshita Nami Bahai Dino, the Koshiesh Batsarakhed, you know, Mitzvah, Mutalachatila, Mitan Mita. Right? You say Mitaich by Shita, as we see in our Sugya, if there's a Tzarech Mitzvah or a Tzarech Hayyan Kitzas, the main Batsarech Klaut is on Shita's Muksa, Lamachrosoi, Leichen. Shita's Ham Muksa, Lamachrosoi, it doesn't mean Muksa. So that you're doing it for the next day. You're designating, you're shechting for the next day. That's like Oifim Yantov the Fold. You should be Chayiv Malchus. And Yeshba Swat Mitzvah, Osor Velo Loki, Venimso Hotzor, Shchita Vavor, Abishon, Nichlolim Bidin Zevo Adin Lafia, right? There's a Swat Mitzvah, there's no Malchus. This is a Miri Lishitosa, right? And the Miri said by Oilas Nedova that there's no Malchus on it, right? Because it's Mile Dishmaya, right? So even though, but you're not doing it for the next day, you're doing it for today. You're making a mitzvah of Hakorvus Hakorbin today, but that's going to be also without malchus. But for the Me'iri, you're saying that Me'itaych applies across the board by all of these malachim. And then he quotes the Rama. Harama lo kotzav b'din zeh shchito bishol v'afiyah v'niratam shekoleilu ein inyono motzoi alo l'sorech achila alo hatzor v'avor etzvich haseim tomi v'har v'idvoyim she'en v'hem tzorech achila. Right? So the Rebbe seems to learn the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying, where do you apply mitaych? Only by Hatzor and Avara. Not by the Malachis, which are in essence Malachis of Eichel Nefesh. There's only a heter Eichel Nefesh. Not a, there's no heter of mitaych. But the very fact that Hatzor and Avara are not Ochel Nefesh, but sometimes you'll need them for Eichel Nefesh, but they're not a tikkun of the Eichel. They're not, in essence, primarily Eichel Nefesh. So therefore you say, therefore the Torah says that you need them, but you need them all the time. So you're allowed to do them even Shalom Tzorech Achiva. Then the Mi'iri says, V'shem HaTayma HaRei Af Eichel Nefesh Atzwa Lo Hitarnu Ela Oysam Shalom Yeshalom La'asotzom Nere'erif HaHotzoh HaYeef Shebo Mi'ba'erif. He has a kasha. Even by Eichel Nefesh itself, if you could have done it before Yontif, right? It's also to do one Yontif. So Hatzor, you can do before Yontif. What does he mean? Eichel Nefesh is also to do one Yontif? If you could have done it, may Erev Yontif? And therefore he's asking a kasha, how can you do Hatzor on Yontif? After all, you could have done the Hatzor, may Erev Yontif. He says, as far as Havar is concerned, that you can't do Havara Me'erev Yontov. You'll start the wood burning Me'erev Yontov, it will burn out. Right? You have to burn it. You have to light the wood, do the Havara on Yontov so that you can do the cooking. But Hatzor, you could have done Me'erev Yontov, and you're not going to lose anything if you did the Hatzor Me'erev Yontov. So, what's the kasha the Me'iri and his teretz? What the Me'iri is asking is the following. Yui is asking, we know that there were certain malachis that the Chachomim asked, even though it's Malachas Eichel Nefesh and Midai Raisa, that even if you could have done it on the Erev Yontav, you're allowed to do it on Yontav because of Eichel Nefesh, the Chachomim came along and they asked it. Like Kitsira and Sita and Disha, right? Because it doesn't lose anything. Right? It's not going to lose anything had you done it on the Erev Yontav. So therefore, why don't we say the same thing by Hotzah? That's his kasha. But of course, yeah, but what? A Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontav, even though you could have done a Meir of Yontav. But there are certain Melechas that the Chachorim came along and they said that it's also because you could have done a Meir of Yontav and you won't lose anything. So the Me'iri is asking, why don't we say the same thing by Hotzor? And what's his answer? Nirali, She'ief Shalalo Saleh, Kol Advoim, Matrichim Lo La'otom, Ibnezah Lo Nichlo Hotzor, Bedin Zema She'ef Shalasso Sonivah. Chachorim couldn't answer Hotzor on Yontav. Because if you would have to do every Hatzor Me'erev Yontav, you might forget certain things. There are always new things that come up that you have to carry it on Yontav. So the Chachomim refused to include Hatzor in the same in the category of Kefira and Disha and Schita, those Malachas. And he quotes the Rambam here as well. The Rambam says that why is Hatzor Mut on Yontav? Because Kedei Laharvas V'Simchas Yontav Lo Yeh Kemishu Yotav Asuras, your hand shouldn't be tied. Because there are always things that you might have forgotten to bring Me'erev Yontav. So if you can't do Hotzor on Yontav, Midrabonon, so your hands are tied. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Me'iri. One more point in the Me'iri. Me'iri says a little later on about Hotzor's Malbush, right? Carrying out clothes, right? What's the getter? How do we define that? Carrying out clothes, why is it Mutter? It's Eichel Nefesh itself. Because every Hanos HaGuf is considered to be Oichel Nefesh, right? This is like the Ravid I mentioned, right? Machlokes Balamorim Ravid, where the Hotzor's Malbush on Yontav is based on Mitoich, or based on Oichel Nefesh, because Hanos HaGuf is considered to be Oichel Nefesh, Nafkamino LeBeis Shammai, whether you can carry out clothes according to Beis Shammai. So the Me'iri is like the Shita of the Rav. But just in terms of the Rambam, the Me'iri seems to be learning the Rambam like the Pri Chodosh and the Mikeves HaMishneh, that the Rambam applies Mitoch only to Hotzor and Havar. And,
It makes sense in terms of, you know, who knows what you'll have to actually do once you have to start for the camp totally prepared for the fourth. But what if you have a case where, you know, I don't know, a parent asks you to do something, your wife asks you to do something, you take something out before Yom Tov, and so you knew before Yom Tov you needed to do it, and you didn't do it, so now it's Yom Tov. So in that case, you could say, you know, that was what
they
you said from before.
No, but they never made it safe. There was never a safe Rabbanah by Hotzor. So every Hotzor is going to be Yom Tov.
Right, but yeah, I mean,
It's not only those things that you forgot to carry out.
But if you were going to take Miri's logic fully, I mean...
No, but he's just saying, the Miri is just saying, therefore the Rabbanim were not going to Hakor. They didn't want to tie your hands at all. So it's mutter across the board. If I remember, I could bring my talus to shul before Yontav, but I don't want to. I want to bring it on Yontav. I'm allowed. There's no gzeira to Rabbanim at all. The Ur Sameach over here gives a little bit of a definition. Why is it that Hoitzah and Havara are mutter based on Mitaych, the exclusion of other malachas? So far we've been saying it's either because Hoitzah is malacha gruah, or because Hotzor deals with Oichlin Umashkin, and Havar is based on the Gzeris HaKosuv. Yosameach gives a svara. So if you look at like the fourth line in the Yosameach, Zegufa Taima de Rabbeinu de Seiver de Lo Hutro Shalol de Tzorech Rak Havara Mishum de Ika Malocha Einu Ba'eichel Nefesh. It's only mutter by Hatzor and Havara. Why Havara? Because it's not the Ikam Malacha, it's not in the food. Ikam Malacha is in the wood. Vechemba in the Eish. Vechemba Hatzor Gamkin. Hamalacha misacheses el ha'odom letorcho. Lo shenase shini beguf adova hayotze. Lechein omru Hatzor Malacha gruehi. Vechon Malacha shenase shini beguf adova. Ukruya Malacha shehi po'ula be'etzam hadova vasotza ba'ofen achir. So that gufa that by Hotzon Havara, right? The malacha is by Havara, the malacha is not misyaches to the food, right? It's misyaches to the wood, to the fire. By Hotzon, the malacha is not misyaches to the person. The person is carrying out something and there's no shinui in the chefza that he's carrying. So therefore, and that's why it's a malacha gruah, because there's no shinui. So bedafka, these malachas are different than malachas of reichon nefesh, where there's a shinui in the food as a result of the malacha of reichon nefesh. So then the Torah said it's only mutter for reichon nefesh. But over here, these malachas, if the Torah was matter them, the Torah was matter them across the board. Not that they're not malachas; they are malachas. But the Torah was matter them, even though it's not l'tzorech reichon nefesh itself, even shelo l'tzorech reichon nefesh. That's the svar behind Haitzor and Havar. Okay, so that's basically the Shitas HaRambam. Let's go back to Sheikhi Dailas Nadova. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, Sheikhi Dailas Nadova is Chayev Malkus. Because Beis Shammai does not hold from Mitaych. According to Beis Hillel, there is no Malkus. Because Beis Hillel does hold from Mitaych, right? So if we learn like Rashi, Shelo L'Tzorech Klal, we apply Mitaych. So there's no Tzorech, no Tzorech Yontiv, but it's going to be Muta based on Mitaych. According to Taisis, why is it Muta based on Mitaych? Shoichid Eilos Nadova. Why is there no Malkus based on Mitaych? What's the Tzorech Hayyoyin Kitzas? Tosis, however, asks a kasha over here. Even according to Beis Hillel, there should be Malkus, because why should there be Malkus even according to Beis Hillel? Lachem v'lo lagavoa. There's a gezeiras hakosuv lachem v'lo lagavoa. So that's Tosis kasha, because the Gemara says in the second parak that according to Beis Hillel, the dorim and the dovis ain't craving beyond it, because of Lachem V'lo Lagavoa, right? And therefore, why did the Gemara say that the Brice of Sheikh HaDosnodova Leike is Beis Shammai? You could even go according to Beis Hillel, because the Torah specifically says Lachem V'lo Lagavoa, so the Dorim and the Doris are also to bring for us to bring on Yom. So Tosis answers, what is Tosis Teretz? What? It's only a Lava B'Michlam Asay. If you learn it from Lachem V'lo Lagavoa, there's no Malkus, because it's an Isra say, Alav Habo Michlal say. That's why Nedorim Nedovis ain't craving beyondus. And Lav Habo Michlal say ain't Loikim Olof. So with the Braisa, Shoichi Doidos Nedova Loike cannot be going according to Beit Hillel. So the Tosis asks a Kasha on that, a very important Kasha. If the Torah says Lachem v'lo l'agavoyha, why is there no Malkus? What should we say? Ahadre l'isuratama. That it restores it and reinstates it into the lot. In other words, Ahadri l'isuratama means, if it's just a lava of Avo Michlal, say that means that Shechita Seidel Zadova is really not a lav. You're not over the lav. But the Torah creates a new Isur of Lochem V'lo L'Gavoa in Isur Asei, so there's no Malchus. Why don't we say that it's not a new Isur? It's just the Gilui Milsa that's reinstating it into the lav, that when it comes to Gavoa, there is no Heta, then when it comes to Nedorim Nedoris, there's no Heta of Shechita on Yontis. There's no, because it's L'Gavoa. So Mimela, it's part of the original love of Lo Sasek or Melocha, and you should be chayiv Malchus. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers that part of the Kasha is we find another case like that by Gozeitz Psulei Amukdashim Yechayiv Malchus, even though we only know the Isa Giza from Tizbach Volo Giza, which is a love Bichlal Asei. Avo Michlal Asei, yet Yechayiv Malchus. Why? Because Ahadre L'Isuratama. It's restored, it's reinstated into the original Issa of not doing Giza on Kotshim, on the carbon. Right? So here, even though it's Psulei Amukdashim, it has a Mum, but the Torah says Tizbach V'lo Giza, so it's reinstated into that original Issa. We should say the same thing over here. And you should be Chayiv Malchus, Ahadre L'Isuratama. So Taitis makes a chiluk between the case of Giza by Psulei Amukdashim. Over there we say that Ahadre L'Isuratama, and over here by Lochem V'lo L'Gavoa we don't say Ahadre L'Isuratama. What's the svar? What's the chiluk that Taitis made? The Taitis says Giza by Psulei Amukdashim was never Hutra in the first place. The original Issa of shearing the wool of a carbon, right, was never removed from that behemah. Even when it became Psulei HaMukdashim, that's the Gilui Milsa for Tizbach V'lo Giza, because we don't find the pasuk that says, well, the Giza is Mutan Psulei HaMukdashim, but there's another Gzeres HaKosu that says that it's also. So it always remains in the original lav. Masha'en came by on Yontel Oichol Nefesh. We have a specific pasuk that Oichol Nefesh is Mutan, right? So that, if it's Eichel Nefesh, it should be Mutter even by Nedorim or Nedovis. However, we have another pasuk that says Lochem V'lo L'Gavoya, so that other pasuk is not reinstating it into the Lav. The Lav goes off, the Lav is removed, and that is a new Gzeres HaKosu, Lochem V'lo L'Gavoya, Lav Avon Michal Asek, so there won't be Malchus. But that's why the Braitha cannot be going like Beit Hillel, because there's no Malchus. It's only, and it'll be an Issa Deiraisa, but only an Issa Asei without Malchus. That's Taisus. So according to Beit Hillel, Sheikh Eilus Nadova Biyantiv is not Chayiv Malchus, because there is a din of Mitoich, right? There's a din of Mitoich that takes off the Malchus, but there's a new Issa Asei of Lochem V'lo L'Gavoya. Rashba gives a different teretz on this kasha. Right? The Rashba answers, he has the same kasha as Tosis. Why can't the brayso of Sheikh Eilus Nadova Loike go like days Hillel, right? Based on Lochem V'lo L'Gavoya. And what does the Rashba answer? What's the Rashba's teretz?
It's
Machlokes in the Gemara in the second perek, whether Beit Hillel holds Nedorim Doris ain't craving Biyantiv, or Nedorim Doris craving Biyantiv. Right? So he says that this Gemara, that Rabbi Yitzchok ben Baravimi, right, that he brings this Braisa, he's learning like that Manda Omer, that Nedorim and Nedorim is craving Biyantiv, according to Beit Hillel. So of course there's no Malchus. Right? Because he learns that Beit Hillel holds Nedorim and Nedorim craving the yontif, right? So different teretz than Taisus. Taisus is learning this sugya and ain't craving the yontif, but there's only an isra say of lochem v'lo l'gavoa. But the Rashba is learning that this sugya holds nedorim nedoris craving the yontif. What's mashma? If you would hold nedorim nedoris ain't craving the yontif, according to Beis Hillel, then there would be Malkus. There would be. Why would there be Malkus? Why would there be Malkus according to Beis Hillel? Must be that the Rashba holds Ahadre li Surakama. Rashba argues on Taisus. That Lochem, the Rashba holds that Lochem Velola Gavo is a Hadre li Surakama. It reinstates it into the original law, and therefore there would be Malkus. That's why the Rashba was forced to learn this sugya that it's going Laman Da'oma, Nidor Nidor is crazy and beyond it. Against Taisus, Taisus learns Lochem Velola Gavo is not a Hadre li Surakama. There's a heta of Eichal Nefesh, a heta of Mitoich, the law doesn't apply. Right? But there's a new Isur Asay, Alav Abo Michlal Asay, Lochem Velo Lagavoya. Right? Very, very important, this Machlokes. How we interpret Lochem Velo Lagavoya, is it a Hadre Li Surakama, and there's a Chi of Malkis, or it's not a Hadre Li Surakama, it's just a new Isur Alav Abo Michlal Asay. Why is this so important? It's not so relevant when we don't have Kochim today. But it is very relevant because we have the same type of drasha. Where else? Lechem lo la'akum, lechem v'lo liklovim. We have the same drasha. It's in the same word. Lechem. Right? It's the same drasha. So the Rambam writes that, once again, we come back to this Rambam. Mevashel v'yontav la'akum o liklovim. Did all of you see this Rambam in Halacha Tesvav? Unless we got to it. So take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Tesvav. If I know you saw it already, I'm not going to read it inside. Usually I don't read it inside, but if you didn't see it, Oisius Machimis, it's very important to see. In Halacha, this is page 18. Hamavashel v'yontav lagoyim o l'vehema o l'aniach l'chol eino loke. Right? You cook for goyim, or for behema, or for the next day, no malchus. Why is there no malchus? She'ilu bor lo urchim hoya'osa tafshu roi lohem. Right? Ho'il. Based on ho'il. That's why there's no malchus. Only based on ho'il. So the Lecha Mishnah over there points out that even though we're learning lochem v'lo la'akum, lochem v'lo liklovim, right? The only reason why there's no Malkus is because of Ho'il. If not for Ho'il, then there would be Malkus, right? When do you have a case where there wouldn't be a Ho'il? Some of the Hashaycha, right? Half hour before Shkia, right? So then there's no Ho'il. Then there would be Malkus, right? Even though we learn it from Lochem V'lo L'Nochri, Lochem V'lo L'Behema. So what do you see? Right, so what do you see from here? Ahadre li sura kama. That the Rambam held ahadre li sura kama. Right? What? Like the Rashba. That we do say on this drasha ahadre. In fact, it's difficult on Taisus. It's a kasha on Taisus. If Taisus holds lochem v'lo lagavoa, we don't say ahadre li sura kama, right? But lochem v'lo liakum, we do say ahadri li surah kama, because after all, the Gemara said oifim yontav l'chol, you need a ho'il to take off the malchus. It never said it by Yaakov. So it could very well be that Taisus would learn that by Yaakov, if you're cooking for Yaakov, there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Because there's only a lav abon michlal asay. It's not allowed. It's not. We don't say ahadri li surah kama. It's only by chol. Only by chol, the Bir Halacha points this out. When we get to that Bir Halacha in Tuf Kuf Yud Beis, but by Akum, Taisus holds Lochem v'lo la'gavoy, Lochem v'lo l'klovim is not a it's lo hadri nisura kamitz. It's a lav avon michal asay. So there wouldn't be malchus. But the Rambam puts them all together: chol, Akum, and behema, right? And it says there would be malchus except for the svara of ho'il. So what do we see? The Ahadre li Surah Kama. So that's going to be like the Rashba. That we say Ahadre Surah Kama, it's only because of Ho'il that there's not going to be a Malkus. Right? And that's a very big nafkamina. Because if Ho'il wouldn't apply, like Somach L'Hashecha, or if let's say you're cooking food, that's not roy, you're cooking food for a keller, for the hema. And it's not roy lachilas odom. It's not roy for guests. Right? It's not roy for guests. So then you're not going to say hold, immediately or in chosile. Right? So then there will be malchus. If you hold a hadre, lisura kama. But according to Tosfos, there's no a hadre, lisura kama. So there won't be malchus. So it could still be an issa deraisa, an issa asay. But there won't be malchus. Now there really is a third shita in this in Oilas Nedava that we already saw, but just to put it all together, right? The shita of the Rashba quotes such a shita and the Meiri, right? That they hold that according to Beit Hillel, Hashoyfid Oilas Nedava on Yontav, what is the din? Only in Issa Derabbanan, right? Only it's not a lav, it's not a halach avo michal asay, it's only and Issa, only in the Issa Derabon. Mile de Shmaya, right? So it's going to be in Issa Derabon. Right? What happened to Lachem below Lagovoya? Right? Which at the very least should be in the Allah Haboa Michlal Asay. What happened to that? So that's the Shita Mekubetzes I gave you. The Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Yutes on the days raises this issue. And according to Beit Hillel, what happens by Nedorim and Nedovim? You're not allowed to bring a Nedorim and Nedovim. What's the basis of the Issa? Why is it Issa? So the Shidim Rebetzin says, V'chein b'Beit Hillel, afagav the Issa l'mitayich, shehutro l'tzorech, hutro shelo l'tzorech, itzuchu l'ashem, l'ribuyi oylo l'makob l'ashem. There's another pasuk in the sugya, in the second paragraph, called l'ashem, called l'ashem, we darshin, for Chagiga and Oilas Re'iyah, where it's a Chagiga Sayoyim, Shalmi Chagiga and Oilas Re'iyah, which you have to bring on Yontav, you're allowed to bring on Yontav, even though there's no Eichel Nefesh there. Lafuke Drosha de Beshami Dashi Mehai Kro Chagiga Velo Oila Inami, the Lonijish Rechem Velo Lagavoya. According to Beit Hillel, he doesn't Darshin Lachem Velo Lagavoya. The pasuk called the Lashem tells us not to darshin lochem v'lo lagavoya. In time, in kein nedarim nedarim sebetzel amai einam kreivim neimam midayim. So if you don't have a pasuk lochem v'lo lagavoya, why can't you be makriv nedarim and nedarim? Right? Up to now, we've been saying you can't be makriv based on lochem v'lo lagavoya. The Shitron Vetus is saying that Beit Hillel does not hold from this drasha lochem v'lo lagavoya. He uses lochem v'lo la'akom or lochem v'lo lebehema, right? But not, there's no drasha lochem v'lo lagavoya, because since we have another drasha, a counter drasha, called the Lashem, you can bring on Yontav, so you don't darshan lochem v'lo lagavoya. In Taimar, in Kain, the Dorim, the Dorim, why ain't craving the Yontav? Shlom afagav the Islahu mitayich, we call mokam ain't craving midu rabbonon. Called the Leyosim, yitura de kro. You can do it erev yontem, you can do it after yontem. So the rabbanon answered it. Nedorim nedoris on yontem. Oche ain't the shove l'chol nefesh. Another svarit. It's not shove l'chol nefesh.
Sounds like a din rabbanon.
But shove l'chol nefesh is really a din d'oraisa. We'll see when we deal with shove l'chol nefesh. I don't know exactly what he means by this, but at first he's saying that it's a din derabbanan, and then the Shita Rebbetzin says ha'ikor and craving klal biyontav hafilu midoy raisa chaymashal etamon delesu hum mitoich lebeisil v'dom yedobus v'chein kedvorim sheim behem tzorek etzaz dum yed ha'tzoras avonim. He says you can't say mitoich. Second Shita he has is that it's also midoy raisa. You can't say mitoich. Why can't you say mitoich? Because there's no tzorek hayom ketzaz. There's no tzorech hayayim, and you need tzorech hayayim ketzas for mitayim. So the Shita Mekubetzes has 2 days about nedarim and nedaros, right? Ain't craving beyond it. First day is that it's also derabbanan. Second day is that it's also derais. But this would be the way that the Meiri and that second day in the Rashba hold, when they say oilas nedaros is also midrabbanan. What happened to lochem v'lo lagavoya? So the answer is they don't. That Beit Hillel doesn't darshin lochem v'lo lagavoya. Therefore, it's only, and therefore, there's a din of mitayif, right? There's a din of mitayif, and it's only also, it's only going to be also midrabbanan. And the Meiri over there also seems to be going l'shitosai, that the Meiri says that that Oyvos the Dova, Nidorim and the Dova is ain't craving beyond us, right? Ain't Bahem Eli Surid Rabbanan. Right? Why? Because it's not the, you don't have to bring it today. So the Rabbanan said, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not that Surah Chayim to bring today. So there's going to be an Issa the Rabbanan. Right? So we have in Oylas the Dova, in the Dorim the Dovis and craving beyond us, according to Beit Hillel, we have three Shitas. Right? Three Shitas. If ain't craving beyond us. We have the Shita of Tosis, it's an Israel, Allah Habon Michlal Atzei, Lachem Velo Lagavoy. The Shita of the Rashba, if ain't craving beyond us, it's a Hadri Lissurakama, and it's going to be an Issa Lav. Right? And that's why the Rashba had to learn this Sugya that Yisrael Baravimi is holding, why? The Manda'oma craving beyond us. That's why he couldn't learn the Mishnah, the Brights are going like Beit Hillel, because if you hold ain't craving beyond of Shaykhid Avis Nadova beyond of Loike, even according to Beit Hillel. And then we have the Meiri and the second day in the Rashba, and actually the Bala Mor says it as well, that it's going to be also Oilus Nadova is going to be also the Rabbonin on according to Beit Hillel. Because it's not, you don't have to bring it today. So the Rabbonin answered it because it's not considered to be a tzorech to bring today. Interestingly, if you look at the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Omid Beis, right, where the Gemara has this discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're not going into all the kochim aspects of Yontiv, because it's a very complicated sugya between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what korbanos you can bring, what korbanos you can't bring, even in terms of the korbanos choiva sayon. But the Gemara is not Chaf Aleph Omid Beis, it's Chaf Omid Beis. With the Gemara, says, Beis Shammai holds that you can't bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif. Right? The Oilas Re'iyah you can't bring on Yontif. Why? So he says, and Beis Hillel holds you can bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif. Those are Korbanos Choyva, Choyva Sayyid. So, Omer Lehem Beis Shammai, Valukvanem Alochem Velo Lagovoya, Omer Lehem Beis Hillel, Lokvanem Alashem, called the Lashem. Right? So Kotel Hashem means you at least the Korbanos Choyva, like an Eilat Re'iyah, you can bring on Yontif. Im kei matam elayim alochem. So then what happens to Beisul? So what happened to Lochem? Beis Shammai says Lochem velo lagavoya. You can't bring an Eilat Re'iyah. You can't bring any Korban Yochid on Yontif. And and Beisul says no. Kotel Hashem tells us you can bring an Eilat Re'iyah. But what does he do? What does Beisul do with Lochem? Lochem v'lo lakutim, lochem v'lo lichlohim. So when you learn this Gemara, it's mashma that Beit Hillel darshin does not darshin lochem v'lo lagavoyah. Not at all. He darshins lochem v'lo liakum, lochem v'lo lichlohim. That's all. Right. So that would be a proof. Right. That would be to what the Shitin Mekubetzus is saying. That according to Beit Hillel, there's no drasha lechem v'lo lagavoya. But that's against what Tosfos says. That's against what the Rashba says. Right? What do they do with this gemara? So there's a Tosfos over there. Lechem v'lo lanochrim. Beit Hillel nami darshi lechem v'lo lagavoya. Lemiutei nedorim v'nedonis kideperashdi beperakama. That Beit Hillel also learns lechem v'lo lagavoya. Beit Hillel was answering Beis Shammai that it's not only a drasha for lechem v'lo lagavoya. Because that's very limited. Since we have Kol De Lashem, that you can bring Korbanos on Yontif, Lochem is for Akum and for Klotim, and also for Lochem V'lo Lagavoh, but very in a very limited manner, very limited fashion, only for Nedorim and Nedorim and Korban Yontif. So this place is a Lishitosai, that they still does Darshan Lochem V'lo Lagavoh, but it's a Lav Habo Michlal Atzei, and therefore there's no Lav. Oh no! You bring it after Yontif. You bring it after. You have sure you have on Chol HaMoed.
If you didn't bring it on Chol
HaMoed, no, you only have time. It's like Tashlum and Shiva. Yeah, you have to bring on Chol
HaMoed.
What? Yeah, Achron is also Tashlum. All the other days are Pesach Tashlum. What?
Achron
should be Achron. No, because they're all Tashlum. Mishal Chol Biyontif Rishon Shachachol Yalekol Aregel. Okay, we go 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I mean, there's no lunch today.
He says, why is it called Tashlumin according to Beis Shammai? If you can have bigger din, you can't ever bring it on.
Yeah, but it's not that you're potter. It's still Tashlumin. It's Tashlumin the Rishain because it's also to bring on the. It's also to bring. So you can make it, you bring it on the other days. Because there's an issue to bring it. We still call that Tashlumin. Yeah, there's no Tashlumin if a person is potter. Let's say, that's the Gemara Chagiga. If a chiger is potter from Aliyah L'Regel, right? A person who's late. So let's say he was chiger b'yom rishon, then he's spashet b'yom sheni. Right? Does he have to bring an oiler? Does he have to do Aliyah L'Regel and bring an oiler sru'iyah? So that's what Gemara says. It all depends whether the other days of Yontif are tashlumin derishon or tashlumin zelazeh. So machlokes in Gemara Chagiga, right? If the Tashlum in the Rishon, if you were potter from the mitzvah on the first day, because that's when the mitzvah is chal, so then you potter the rest of the days. But if it's Tashlum Zelazeh, that means that it's not that you're that the Tashlum for the first day. Each day is like it has its own chiv. So then a chiga biyom rishon, ispasha biyom sheni, is going to be chayiv aliyah l'regel and to bring an eilat sriyah, just like we know. By tashlumin by tefillah, right? If a person was an oinein in zman tefillah, and he's potter from tefillah, and so then when he doesn't, there's no din tashlumin, right? No din tashlumin if you potter the ikar hazman, right? So it's called tashlumin. Over here, it's not that you're potter. It's just that there's a gezeirus hakosu. You're not allowed to bring it today on yontif. Right? You're not potter from the mitzvah. Okay, just in terms of the Rambam, by Lochem Velo La'akum, so we turn to the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel. This is based on the Gemara Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Ein Oisim U'Mavashlim D'Yontiv. Kidei lahachil goyim o klovim shenema hu levada yoso lachem lachem velo lagoyim lachem velo li klovim lefichal mizamni mitagoy b'shabes im mizamni moso b'yontiv gezei reshema yarde b'shiloy. You're not allowed to invite a goy on yontiv. You can invite a goy on Shabbos, but you cannot invite a goy even if he's a prospective ger, right? He's learning for geirus. You cannot invite him for a suda on yontiv. Because the Torah says lachem v'lo lagoyim, right? So it's an issa deraisa to cook for a goy, and we're goyzer shema yarve bishvilo. What does that mean? Shema yarve bishvilo. What's the gzeira? You'll cook extra. That means you'll cook. Not that you'll cook more food in the pot than you're cooking for yourself, because that's ribui shiurim. That's okay to cook extra food in the same pot. That you might cook what?
An extra pot.
You'll cook a separate pot of food for the goy, right? And that's a nisa deraisa. So therefore, a mazminim akum biyontiv.
Would it still be necessary if you cooked all your food beforehand?
What? Yeah, still also. So the Rambam says that. If the goy comes by himself, you didn't invite him. So then you're allowed to, he walks in unexpectedly, then you're allowed to feed him. But if you invite him and you cook, even if you cooked all the food before Yontif, as we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, if you cooked all the food before Yontif, you're not doing any cooking on Yontif, it's still awesome. There's still a gzeira shema yarde bishvilo that you'll cook an extra pot for him. So did I gave you the right? I gave you the sheet of the last book. The Rashba, right? The Rashba. So let me find my Rashba here. Yeah, here. The Rashba and that Gemara is a an unbelievable Rashba. The Rashba says, "Gzeira Shema Yarve Bishviloi Perish Bigdeira Bifnei Atzma Haba'isa Gdeira Hayamuta." In the same pot, if you're cooking for yourself, it's only Riba Shiurim. That's not a problem. Ela Mishum Shema Yarve Bigdeira Bifnei Atzma Osa. Vafilin here Vivishviloi Bikde Rabikme Atwa Leka Yisuridai Raisa Hoyalimikle Orchim Chazile. So the Rashbi is a kasha, so what if you cook a separate pot for the goy? Right? Is it gonna be a Nisavei Raisa? I'll be in this of the Raisa. Why? Hoyel Vimikla Eorchim Chazile. Right? So I'm cooking for the goy, but I could feed this food to a Jew, to a guest, to a Jewish guest.
Still,
yeah, but the Rashba says there's no Issa Deiraisa. When we say Hoyel takes off Malkus, takes off the Issa Deiraisa as well, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So we're not going to make a Gzeira just because of an Issa Derabbanan, right? That you'll cook a separate pot and that will be an Issa Deiraisa. That's sort of like a Gzeira Ligzeira. The Rashi was asking, there shouldn't be a gzeira of emazmini makum just because you might cook a separate pot for the goy. So it'll be a nitzah derabbanan because of hoyel. There's not going to be a nitzah deraisa. That's what you see. Very important Rashba here. That you see from the Rashba that hoyel not only takes off the malchus, it takes off the issa deraisa. It's only a nitzah derabbanan, right? The inami ledidei. So you have hoyel. Maybe guests will come, or maybe you'll decide to eat the food. That's also hoyel. You might decide to eat that food. Did they not eat chazi lei? Can we do lo yochal? Or midrabbanan do chud chud ha'osav. It's only osav midrabbanan. So why is there a gzeira vei mazminim akum biyontav? Afilu hochi osav gzeira shema yarve bishvilo dvorim ha'isurim deleka hoyel v'kula chada gzeira. So what does the Rashba say?
Cook
something treif.
Right.
You'll cook pork for him, ham. Right? You'll cook ham for him. I mean, that's so strange. A Jew is going to cook, he's going to bite, he's going to get tarfis, the davka, he invites the goy over, and he's not going to give the goy his chicken and his roast beef. He's gonna cook for the goy some pork from some ham. Tarfis. And therefore what? What? Huh? There's no chayil. That will be a nisa deraisa. That's how the Rashba looks. Now other Rishonim don't learn this way. It's so far fetched that we're going to make a gzeira that maybe a Jew will cook tarfis. Very, very far fetched. A Jew's going to go out specifically to buy. And he's going to trafe up his pots. He'll trafe up his pots. Even the grub. You don't want to trade off the pot. Okay, fine. Yeah, but it's so.
It's not shtia.
But yet, this is what the Rashba says, that it's because of Shema Yarve Vishviloi, he'll cook tarfis for the guy, and then there's no oil. Other Rishonim don't learn that way. Other Rishonim learn maybe he'll cook a separate pot for the guy, right? And so you'll say hoyel. So hoyel, either hoyel just takes off the malchus, but still in Issa Deraisa, or which is the way the Lecha Mishnah learns. Lecha Mishnah learns that hoyel, that Lecha Mishnah in Halacha Tetzvot, he says hoyel takes off malchus, but still in Issur Asay, it's going to be in Issa Deraisa. And or even if we learn that Hoyel takes off the Issa Deraisa and Nitzavon, Kula Chada Gezeira here. The Chazal made it into one big Gezeira. Don't invite a guy because you might come to cook an extra pot of food for him, right? But not because it will be trade for food. Even if you would cook kosher food, you're still not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it for the guy, and therefore you're not allowed to invite a guy on Yantif. That means whether it's the Seder, or whether it's a prospective ger, right? Prospective ger who wants to come for a Shabbos, you can invite. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, no problems. This is one of the most common shaylos that's asked before Yontif today, right? Today, inviting goyim, because relatives, unfortunately, there could be relatives who are going, intermarried couples, and prospective gerim. The ger wants to experience a seder. It's a major, major issue. It's an issue that the RCC and many rabbonim have been grappling with for many, many years. Is there a heta? Is there some way to be matir to invite a goy? To invite, especially the prospective gayer. Is there a heta at all? I'll talk about this tomorrow. if they're running heterim, and that's because Rabbi Union was just in Eretz Yisrael, and Union's the Menahel of the RCC, and he went to Mordechai Gross, he asked him the Shaila, I just sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, the Pisrei Choshen, and we, over the years, we've been grappling, struggling with this Shaila. What's the way? And in the footnote over here, if you'll take a look on your own, in the footnote, in the Rashi, he quotes, he brings Rabbi Yashiv, but Rabbi Yashiv has an Eitzah. Rabbi Yashiv came up with a Eitzah. You know the Eitzah of Rabbi Yashiv? Yeah. So he'll take a look what Rabbi Yashiv's Eitzah is. It's very awkward, but it's an Eitzah. The possible eight. But anyway. What? No, you're not going to do this. There has to be something practical. And cooking before Yontif is not matir, does not allow inviting them over. We still have the Gzeir Shemayavim Shul. I just want to point out one thing that he points out in the footnote, that he points out that. No, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you're not allowed to invite a Mechallel Shabbos b'fai Hesher either on Yontif. Because Dino Ka'akum. Now, if he's a Tinuk Shenishvo, he doesn't have a Din like an Akum. But if he's really, he knows, he's not a Tinuk Shenishvo, so Mechallel Shabbos b'fai Hesher is Dino Ka'akum, and there's going to be an Issa to invite him, just like to inviting a Goy. Right? Just like inviting
you.
What? They were Shema Yad and Yishuma. Yeah, same thing. Comes under the same. So over there, would the Gzeira apply to a Mechallel Shabbos B'fai Hesya? Depends on the Rashba and the other Rishonim. Right? According to the Rashba, the Gzeira was, you can't invite a guy, Shema Yad and Yishuma, you're called a Shreifus. Tarfis, you're not going to cook tarfis and serve it to another Jew, even if he's a Mechallel Shabbos B'fai Hesed. That's a lif ne'ivel azite mishal, right? So that whole reason only would apply by a guy, it would not apply by a Mechallel Shabbos B'fai Hesed. But if the gzeira that you'll cook another pot of kosher food, right? So then that would apply. Then the gzeira of a mazmin would apply to a Mechallel Shabbos B'fai Hesed.
What is the Rabbanan? He's not an Akum, he's an Akum, let's say he's an Akum the Rabbanan, but when the Rabbanan made the Gzeira, the Mishnah Berurah says, and I'll show it inside, you don't believe me, so I'll show it inside.
The Mishnah Berurah says,
look
on the last page 46, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nalos, Ein Mevashkun Vetzorech, Sifkot Deitam, in the Tzorech Kutim, Dichtiv Hashem Yochel, Lachol Nefesh, Lachol Yechel, Lachem Dosh, Lachem Lachol Kutim, Lachem Lachol Kutim, Tzorech Karoyim, talks about, what about the Karoyim, what status do they have? So Rebbe Tzalul Ashkenazi, the Shittim Mekubetza says, is also, Yeshmatim, and Tayyim, and Minah Rabbeinu Bidei. Mumma lavus kachom mechal shavs vehesya dino ka'akum. It's and therefore there's emas minim. If they're tinuk shenishva though, they're not worse than the karoyim, right? Minah kavu seim v'deim. They don't know anything. Not tinuk
ka'akum. It's not
their answer. So what? When the rabbanim made a gzeira, they made a gzeira. Anyone who has the status of an akum. So he's included in that. He has a status of an uncle.
What if you have them come over your house like before Yom Kippur starts, and they're staying at your house? They're not in the direction they're driving over any of that. I mean, still you couldn't.
So you have to see some of the halachas. There are some coolists. And tomorrow we'll discuss.
Like the complete guest in your house also, besides you just inviting them, like if they're staying over at your house for like a week or so, you see.
That's right.
That's the halacha.
Well, are there any coolists? There are some coolists. You can cook for the housekeeper. Not cook for the housekeeper, but you can serve the housekeeper. Right, an eved, a shivcha. Why? Yeah, you're not going to be mechavid them. You're not going to cook a separate pot for them. So then it makes the shevim. There are certain exclusions from this. But the standard case where you're inviting a guy, right? There should be this should apply. But tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about this and. And let me, I gave out tomorrow's sheet?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We were talking about the Rambam, how if it's not traditionally a malacha involved with, I mean, outside of Ochel Nefesh and then Mustava, Avara, so the malacha, you couldn't apply to Ochel Nefesh, that we go with that? Meaning any malacha outside of these, the general ones stated, if
we don't follow the Pesach.
No, we don't. No, because I thought Halacha like the case, like Matika, with like letters on the case.
Yeah.
That on Yom Tov, I mean, there would be Ochel Nefesh for that, even
right.
If you're doing a Shabbat. So
that's a good question. That's raising a good question, right? You're not supposed to erase letters on the birthday cake, right? What about on Yom Tov? Can you cut the letters on the birthday cake? Right? Can you cut the letters on the birthday cake on Yom Tov? According to anyone.
Seems like Rambam was saying
not like the Magid Mishnah, you should be okay.
What?
It's not a suit, it's a malacha.
According to the Magid Mishnah, it's Mechika. Siva Mechika, the suit is also, should be okay.
Rambam.
But according to the Pri Chodesh in the Rambam, right, you don't go by the suit, you go by whether it's a Tzorech Eichel, a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. This is a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, you're doing the malacha. In the food itself. So it should be mutter. It should be mutter. And according to the only thing is, then you have to see when.
Then the mechika. Then apply. Can you do mitovah mechika and say you can do another thing
also? No, that's for sure you can.
But then also then you can rip up a wrap or another word with
the
letter.
No, so that's another shayla. Can you open a soda bottle with where you're cutting the letters, right, on the cap?
Yeah.
You
like
it better. That's for sure. That's Mashirin. That's tomorrow's Shir. What do you say? Me touch by Mashirin. That's tomorrow's Shir. What? No. That could be from Nefesh itself. And what about writing the letters? You're making a birthday cake on Yom Tov. You want to write happy birthday with. Can you do that? So we'll see. There is a halach in Shulchan Aruch about that. Maybe you could do it the day before. But if you want to bake the cake on Yom Tov, because it will be fresher, so you can't do it the day before.